Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Chalal Daf Lamed Gimel. We are starting about the second line with a quote from the Mishnah. Hanotos Ar Meisa Shloihur Mechalasa. And in the old stuff, it's right at the top of Yotah Samad Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Basab Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now begin with a question about a carbon mincha. We know that the mincha was a mixture of flour and oil, and the kohen would take a kmitza, a scoopful from it, and burn it on the mizbeach. And the shirayim, the leftovers, were now permitted to eat. Now there's a din that if the shirayim were lost or ruined at the time the kmitza was taken, the mincha's pasul. So now the Gemara tells us, Rabbon Bar Chiya Bo Kumi Rab Zeira, Rabbon Bar Chiya asked in front of Rab Zeira, Mincha Shem Sa'arva B'chulin. Let's say the carb mincha got mixed into chulin, and not all of it got mixed in. Some of it was still recognizable as the mincha itself, but part of it definitely got mixed into the chulin. The question is, Kaimetsu Matar Shirayim L'Achila, could he take off a kmitza from the part of the mincha that is still recognizable, and that matters the shirayim, the leftovers that got mixed in to be eaten, or not? What's behind the question? Kaira Ani Alev, Hanarses Ben Michal Aron Lebanov, can I apply this pasuk to this situation? The pasuk that we just quoted, Vanaseres Michal Aron Lebanov, tells us that the Neseres, the leftover of the mincha, the shirayim that we just mentioned previously, have to be for Aaron and his sons. And the question over here is, do we say that the little bit of the mincha that got mixed into the chulin became batal, which now apostles the mincha, because the kmitz is being done without all the shirayim? Or no, since they're somewhere here in the chulin, these shirayim of the mincha are not batal, and the mincha's kosher. So that's Rav Bon Barchi's question to Reb Zaira. And our Reb Zaira answered him, well, we technically have the same question in the following case. What about when we have tevel that gets mixed into chulin? Would I be able to apply the following to it? And you shall give from it Trumas Hashem to Aaron HaKayin, meaning am I able to separate Truma from this mixture? And the answer is, and the proper gear says to take out the next three words and pay attention to the following reading, V'amris lon, you have told us, which means the halacha is, Shehu mitzi menu alav v'loy menu l'makam acher, that one can take off from it for it, but not from it for a different place. In other words, when we have tevel that gets mixed into chulin, so that tevel needs to have Truma separated, and we're not going to say that there's bittul. We will allow Truma to be separated from this mixture for the tevel that's inside. We're just not allowed to take off from this mixture for something else that needs to have Truma separated, but we are allowed to separate Truma from the mixture for the tevel that got mixed up inside. And in Tafshit Nalcha, if you're going to explain, pay attention to the girsa, She'eino kaimetsu matir, that in your question of the mincha getting mixed into chulin, that the kain can take off a kaimetz and that's going to matir the shirayim, while filu menu alav enei maitzi, then we should say in the tevel chulin mixture that even from it for it, one should not be able to separate. And we know that one is allowed to. In other words, Reb Zaira's answer to Rabbon Bar Chiya is as follows. Just like we see that when tevel gets mixed into chulin, one's allowed to take off truma from this mixture for the tevel that had fallen into the mixture, and we don't say that the tevel is batal in the chulin. By that same token, when a carbon mincha gets mixed into chulin, we could separate the kmitza from it for it because it matters the shirayim that are mixed into the chulin. And a further raya to this din, says Reb Zaira, Masisa Amra Shu Maitzi Menu Alav. Our Mishnah itself tells us that we could separate from it for it. Detaninan, what does our Mishnah say? Vimlav Yotzi Chala Achaz Al Kol. This is referring to the part of the Mishnah that we quoted at the beginning of the Gemara, that if Sa'ar from a dough that did not have Chala separated fell into a dough that already had Chala separated, and we don't have another dough that could be used for Chala, so we just simply take Chala from this dough itself that's a mixture. That's the same exact thing that we just mentioned. When we have a mixture of Ptur and Chiyuv, such as the case of our Mishnah, Sa'ar that needs to have Chala separated falling into dough that doesn't need to have Chala separated, or Reb Zaira's case of Tevel into Chulin, we could separate from it for it. And so here it seems to be that Reb Zaira has successfully answered Rav Bon Bar Chiya's question. However, the Gemara Lamed Gimel based on top tells us that Amrin they said, Les Hadad Reb Zaira to Siva al Rav Bon Bar Chiya. This that Reb Zaira said is not a valid answer to Rav Bon Bar Chiya's question. Why is that? Well, because Ma Bein Hamotzi Menu Olav, Ma Bein Hamotzi Menu L'makam Acher. What's the difference between separating from it for it or separating from it for something else? As Reb Zaira had quoted, when we have Tevel that falls into Chulin, we could separate Truma from this mixture for it, but we can't take from this mixture and use that as truma for something else. Why not? What's the difference? It must be because we're going in Shitas Reb Yuda, who hold that min b'minoi is not batal, and min b'she'ena minoi is batal. And therefore we can explain the difference as follows. B'shashu umaytzi menu alav, when he's separating from this mixture for it, ha'il v'ein oisei ha'tevel royally also is truma k'yaytzebai, since all the tevel can't be made into truma k'yaytzebai, which means we're not allowed to use all of the tevel that had fallen into this chulin and designate it as truma, because again, since we're taking off from it for it, we're turning some of this tevel into truma, and some of the tevel is going to become chulin. Therefore, we say, and pay attention to the girsa, Ein chulin shabai mevatel noisai. The chulin that's inside can't be mevatel it. Namely, this tevel that fell into the chulin, since some of it is going to become chulin once truma is separated, that's considered min beminoi, because it's chulin falling into chulin, and therefore there's no bitol. However, b'shashu mitzi menu l'makam acher, if we're going to be taking this tevel that had fallen into the chulin and turn all of it into truma for something totally different in a different place, ha'il va'isa tevel, pay attention to the girsa change, ro'il le'yasos truma k'yaitse bai, batol. Since that tevel is being made into truma for something else, so then it is batol. In other words, if we're going to be taking this tevel that fell into the chulin and using all of it to be truma for something else, then that means that none of it's chulin, and then it would turn out that we have a whole bunch of truma that fell into chulin, and that's min b'she'enoi minoi, and then there would be betel over there, because we have a minority of truma falling into a majority of chulin, which is why we're not able to turn all of this tevel into truma for something else, because as we just explained, if we did try to do so, it would turn out to be min b'she'enoi minoi, and there would be betel. So that's the difference between separating truma from it for it, versus using all of this tevel to be truma for something else. Now, bottom line is, what do we see from this? That when we have min b'she'enoi minoi, there's going to be betel. So now going back to Rav Zeira's answer to Rav Bon Bar Chiya, he tried to use this as a raya to Rav Bon Bar Chiya's case of the mincha falling into chulin, and that we're allowed to separate the kmitza from it for it. But now it turns out that that's not a valid answer, because when we have a mincha falling into chulin, that's min b'she'enoi minoi, and there would be bitl over there. Therefore, we're not able to say that the kaimetz is able to be separated from this mixture of the mincha falling into the chulin. Now the Gemara just goes on to a side point, lamadal amr half on top, amr b'yes, Rabbi Yossi says, hada amra, this that we just learned, tells us that tevel shenasarev b'truma, if tevel falls into truma, meaning not tevel into chulin, but tevel into truma, ha'vayis ha'tevel ro'eleos is ketruma ke'yatebai, loy batal. Since this tevel is able to completely be turned into truma, so it's not going to be batal inside because it's min b'minoi, and we know that min b'minoi is not batal. But now we jump right back into the sugya. V'les hadad Rabban Bar Chiya tesiva al Reb Ze'ira. Really, we should say that this answer that we gave for Rabban Bar Chiya is not a valid refutation, if you will, of Reb Ze'ira. Remember, Reb Ze'ira had answered Rabban Bar Chiya's question. Then on the previous amud, we tried to show for Rabban Bar Chiya how Reb Ze'ira's answer is not valid, and now we're trying to flip back by saying that this suggestion of ours is actually not valid. And why would that be? So let's remember, the reason why we tried to suggest that Reb Ze'ira's answer to Rabban Bar Chiya is not comparable, meaning the two cases are different, is because Reb Ze'ira was referring to where Tevel fell into Chulin, and that was considered a Min B'minai case, and there's no Bittul there, as opposed to the Mincha in the Chulin case, that's Min B'she'enai Minai, and therefore there would be Bittul. But the problem with that is that even Reb Ze'ira's case, even in the situation where Tevel fell into Chulin, still I could say that it's considered Min B'she'enai Minai, and nonetheless, we are able to separate Truma. How is it Min B'she'enai Minai? Well, let's remember, the tevel fell into chulin, and we had said that only some of that tevel is becoming chulin, and that's where it's min b'minoi and there's no bitl. But let's remember that the other part of that tevel, which is being turned into truma, should be considered min b'she'enoi minoi, because it's truma, which is now in chulin, and that part should be bitl, and nonetheless we're saying that it's considered valid truma. So we see that even Reb Ze'ira's case of tevel falling into chulin, which some is being turned into truma, is also a situation of min b'she'enoi minoi, and nonetheless there's no bitl, and we're saying that truma is valid. Seemingly, Rav Ze'ira's answer to Rav Bon Bar Chiya is valid. However, the Gemara explains that no, man of shach, either which way, when we're dealing with Rav Ze'ira's situation of the tevel that fell into the chulin, some of which is being used as truma, that truma part can never be batal. Even if you want to say that min b'she'enoi minoi is usually batal, in this particular situation, we're not able to say that there's batal. And why is that? And pay attention to the girsa change over here as well. Im shel maton, loy batal. If you want to say that there's batal when it's lamata, meaning when this tevel is still in the chulin and it hasn't yet been separated as truma, well, it can't be batal over there because, as we said, some of this tevel is going to be turned into chulin and that chulin is considered min b'minoi and there's no betel. And since we don't know which part of this tevel is going to be turned into chulin, we have to assume that all of it right now is considered min b'minoi, so there's no betel there. And af shel amalan batal, even if you want to suggest that it becomes batal once it's been separated, meaning once some of it's been taken out of this mixture and that's designated as truma, and that's when it should be batal. Well, the reason why it can't be batal then is because shekvar kitshu, it already became kadosh. It was already turned into truma and removed from the mixture, so of course it can't be batal. And therefore, as we said, in this particular situation where we had the tevel falling into the chulin, even though some of it is going to be considered truma, and that's min b'she'enoi minoi, still there's no batal over there because of what we just explained right now. And therefore, our distinction between this case, the tevel falling into the chulin, and the mincha falling into the chulin holds true, namely that the mincha falling into the chulin is considered min b'she'enoi minoi, and there would be bitl over there, as opposed to the tevel falling to the chulin is considered min b'minoi. b'minoi, and there's no bittul over there, and that's why the two are not comparable, leaving us with a question mark on Reb Zeira's answer to Rav Ban Barchia's question, and no clear answer to that question. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.